Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
The guy didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Cody dresses an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. Well, this kind of stinks. I mean, it's not official, but it sounds like it's more than likely going to be within the next couple of days. Matter of fact, the more news that comes out, it seems like sooner rather than later, the college football season for all the conferences will most likely be canceled. That's according to reports all over the place. Sports Illustrated, Pete Thamel was on top of it from the beginning. And since the MAC conference postponed all fall sports, it almost seemed like every other conference was looking at the other one, seeing who was going to be the first. And according to something that I read, now no conference wants to be the last to cancel all fall sports, because that will obviously, in their minds, make them look bad. I'll tell you what, man. If the SEC cancels this year, that may be the biggest shock of anything that's happened in sports. I'm out of the canceling and the putting on hold of stuff. If you would have told me that there would have been anything that would have gotten the SEC to cancel college football, I would have never believed you. Even with everything that's going on, and even as everything as it is, if you would have told me that, I would have thought that you were just smoking crack before you made that statement.
I mean, dude, they canceled Texas football, right? You never thought that. I mean, High school football in Texas?
That's insane, but I mean, but the one thing about this whole deal is that, you know, as John was saying, this is all about calculations and how much money they were to lose. And I mean, if you saw the amount of money that these schools bring in just in college football, it's just gratuitous, ridiculous, outrageous. So just think of how much money they think they are losing or tend to lose if not only you have to do the type of precautions that would make it acceptable to play.
Like,
as you
the
said,
Citadel versus Alabama. Citadel won't get their $1.5 million this year.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
You can't afford to play if you don't get that money. That's why the MAC hung it up over the weekend. Honestly, there's no way to protect everybody. There's no way to do it.
And their kids, they don't make the best decisions. Yeah.
Well, they probably had a lot of people have to come in and sit down and go, all right, here's the deal. You could put these precautions in. You can put these rules in. You can put all of the glass barriers you want in there. But the age group that's getting the most infected right now are college age kids. They're the ones who are going to the parties. They're the ones, and it's college. So you can't assume that they are going to behave themselves. We've seen that baseball players who are making tons of money can't even take care of it themselves. They're grown adults, and they're not. I mean, listen, when you are in college, you have an urge to hang out, and it's just part of your genetics. It's part of the college experience. And these guys, and we've seen it over and over again. And on top of that, they're probably looking at what's happened with just schools anywhere. Like, I don't know if you saw this, but did you see that picture? There was a high school in Georgia that just went back.
Yes.
And matter of fact, right next to the county, I went to Cobb County High School, and Paulding County was right next to it. We used to play Paulding County High in football. And they went back to school, and someone took a picture of like everybody in the halls, and you know, there's very few people wearing masks. And the girl got suspended for tweeting out the photo, and then because of the backlash, they ended up bringing her back. But now, guess what? After 1 week, they're remote learning. They had to close down the school because 9 people got coronavirus in the first week. So I think they might be looking at this, these colleges, and going, whatever's going to happen, there's going to be infections. That's going to happen. It's going to happen here. And that means that there's going to be players who were saying that you told us we were safe, you know, you convinced us. There was that phone call that all that these player representatives had with the schools, and the schools had no answers. I don't know if you heard any of the leaked audio from that phone call, but these these players were asking really good questions. One of them was, they asked one of the athletic directors, or the one of the heads of the conferences, would you let your kids play? And one, I'll have to pull this audio, and one of the guy's answers was, well, my 10-year-old son plays baseball right now, and I let him play intramural baseball, so I think it'll be fine. I mean, 10-year-old baseball and these college kids ramming into each other and slobbering are two completely different things. And they use that as a justification for going ahead with it. I don't know. It's just it's sad, and it's also even worse because it could have been avoided if just people would have worn masks. And we saw it down south.
Ultimately, the only right answer is to postpone this thing until April for all the reasons we were just talking about. What the athletic directors and what the conferences are doing right now is, I think, when they're on this massive conference call, they're trying to figure out the best way to spin this and the best way to keep their advertisers. Say, you know what? We're not going to play now, but we're going to play in April or May. And if we do that, then you know what? The weather will be warm enough in the Midwest. Don't go away from us. You just sponsor the games in April or May. And I think ultimately you were talking about it being all about the money. They're going to try and put the best face on this possible. And the SEC commissioner, is it Swofford? No, he's ACC. Whoever the SEC commissioner, he's going to be last. He's going to say, well, no, I want to play. And you know what? I think even he has to look at this and go, all right, we can't do this.
Yeah, it's Greg Sankey. But
Sankey, right.
Just real quick, a bunch of things are happening right now. These top prospects, Trevor Lawrence, Fields, these guys, they want to play football this year, but they also want to make sure that, like, that, you know, they want to come together with some sort of like football, a college football players association.
They're like trying to come up for a while.
You know what though? The game changes. If they unionize, the game completely changes. Because if you treat these kids like employees, you're going to have to pay them like that too.
But like, if you want to establish health and all this other, like, there needs to be that kind of association or union or whatever in there. And
it's great for the players, but it changes the game if you're a college administrator. Because then it allows the players to take necessary steps to collectively bargain for what they want.
Here's one last thing. This is hard. It's hard for me. You guys know I love sports. Like Mac, okay? I love Mac football. I bet on these things Monday, Wednesday, Friday nights of the week. Like,
I know.
No Akron football.
Crushing.
No Bowling Green. Like, no Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan.
No,
Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
Like, no Western Michigan. Nothing. Like, we lose all of this stuff. Like, Toledo. None of these teams. And, like, it's scary. To me, like all these teams are going to lose money, and like, what about these kids potentially going to the draft? But the more I look at it here is, like, this is now might trickle down to everything. It's going to be huge, I think, for like businesses and economies and TV rights or whatever.
But
I think it's going to trickle down to the NFL, Rich, where I think the NFL might start playing games on Saturday after all this is said and done.
Well, that's okay. So that's the other part of it. So this is kind of interesting. So if the college football season is canceled, there was a report that came out that the NFL will likely play on Saturdays. So now it sounds like they're. Now, is it Saturday and Sunday? Because I saw a report that it was just going to be Saturday, so you're going to move it. And then I said, which, why would you do that? Like, I mean, Sunday's kind of your football day. I understand the justification for both days. Now, that makes sense. You know, you want to fill up the time and, you know, you want more TV to view. But if you're just moving exclusively to Saturdays, I don't get that at all. I like football, obviously, being on Sunday. But yeah, so I mean, I felt for you, Joe. I heard all that, and I was like, oh man, all of the great betting that goes on. And college football is fun to watch too. And you know what? The good news is that if it is canceled, that means Trevor Lawrence will be fresh for his first season as a Patriot next year. You don't have to worry about it. He's going to be all ready to go. And so he just, you know, no injuries or anything. He just walks right into Foxborough. And
Rich, one last thing we brought up. This might be something the NFL should consider. They might have to extend the draft 10 rounds, something to that degree.
For this 1 year, because that's the thing. If you do not have a college football season, then the kids who might get drafted in the sixth or seventh round get screwed. You know, it's how's Belichick going to find that next great Tavon Wilson to take
or Malcolm
early?
Butler
was undrafted. So, I mean, but the thing is, if you extend the draft by three rounds just for this year, and you cut the limit of players that you can bring in. You could bring in 100 guys for workouts.
Yeah.
You know, that would help a lot. And you know, that's part of the trickle-down effect.
It might have been Pete Thamel when we had him on a while back, but he said that if they did move it to the spring, then college football is basically going to be the XFL. You're not going to have many of the stars playing because they're obviously going to want to stay healthy.
Trevor Lawrence won't play. He won't play if it's in the spring.
You see, I think he's the kind of guy that would, though.
No, like, no.
He'll get hurt right before the
draft. I disagree.
None of these guys will play.
But isn't Trevor Lawrence like one of these like lunch pail guys, like a Tim Tebow type?
Doesn't matter.
Dude?
All he needs is to wreck his knee on like May 3rd.
There's not
a chance that he plays.
I know.
It'll be more watered down than the NFL could be.
But you know what?
These guys didn't opt out this year.
It'll be college football. You'll still see five-star athletes. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, if they play in the spring and the top players opt out, that's really not going to hurt some of the major programs because the third string quarterback's a five-star recruit. Yeah.
So, and by the way, I also think that, you know, Trevor Lawrence, say what you will about him, and you know, the statement he made last night, there's a little bit of merit to that, you know, about how it's safer to be at school, you know, actually playing than it is for these some of these kids to go back home. I understand some of that. I don't think his logic is 100% sound, but I understand where he's coming from. But the one thing I will say is that Trevor Lawrence has been impressive. Like, he doesn't have to stick his neck out like that. He's already going to be the best player out there. And, you know, to come out and basically try to rally college football players together to form this, like, union, dude, that's impressive as hell. So, I mean, I've been nothing but, you know, especially in these weird times, for him to be able to speak his mind and try to get some sort of unified front amongst the players, that guy's... he's worth watching. Not only is he a great player, but I think he's going to be somebody that, I mean, he's done nothing but impress me throughout all of this. So even though, as I said, I don't think his logic is 100% sound, he's really been a good representative for these players.
Just one thing. Isn't it hard that we're having sports right now, but in a month we won't? Like, everyone's afraid to have sports in a month, and I get the protocols and I get everything. But we can have sports now, but a sport that starts in a month we can't have? It's really hard for me to, like, it's really hard for me to sink in. The fact that we can have baseball and we can have sports that are outside right now, but one that's a month away, we can't play. Like, it's driving me nuts.
Amateur. Two different things. Two completely different things.
That's It's just hard. It's hard.
I know. It's hard to take. I know. It is hard to take. All right. 617-779-0985. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just the thought of what it was like to pull into Gillette Stadium for the first time as a member of the Patriots, and when I say the words New England Patriots, what it means to you.
Man, listen, I'm still, constantly, I want to say disbelief at this particular point in time, man, but it's just a surreal moment. You know, guys, nobody really knows, how excited I am, just to be a part of this organization in many ways than one, following up such a powerful dynasty with that is enriched in so much prestige, lineage of success. That, for me, a lot of people would hide from the notion to do certain things. But for me, man, I think this opportunity is something that I wake up pinching myself each and every day. And it's so surreal. It's just crazy. I just find myself putting on, shirts that's like, oh, my God. I don't know when that moment is going to be, but I'm just going to keep doing what I'm supposed to do while I'm a member of the Patriots so that, sooner or later it will click that this is the norm.
.985 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. Cam Newton referring to his two fellow quarterbacks as Stiddy and what was the other one? Hoister. Stiddy and Hoister, I guess the new nicknames around there for Mr. Stidham and, of course, the other guy who won't play at all unless, of course, the other two get six. But
Lewerke?
What's that?
You're talking about Brian Lewerke of Michigan State?
Lewerke?
Lewerke.
Yeah, that's his name.
Brian Lewerke.
Yes. Ah, okay. Well,
who is horrible?
He was not good. I bet against him last year.
They did their little. What's that? You bet against him?
I was like, oh, Brian Lewerke, he's a quarterback. Out. Bet against him. And it worked very well.
Never bet against the Lewerkster. All right. So, Jeff Howe from The Athletic. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. And first of all, what did you think of Cam Newton in his introductory press conference on Friday?
Well, I think just building off of the comments you guys were just playing, I mean, he should be thrilled and ecstatic and all that stuff, because after being a free agent for 3 months, probably wondering if his career was just going to be sort of ripped away from him for a guy who has accomplished as much as he has, and then getting an opportunity to join up with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels and resurrect his career as a 31-year-old. I mean, going from having to play for close to the minimum on top of whatever incentives he makes this year. If he goes out and plays well, I mean, he's got another $100 million contract staring him in the face. So this is a tremendous opportunity for him to kickstart his 30s. And if he's healthy, you know, he could make a whole lot more money the rest of his career.
Do you think that if he isn't named the starter in week one, that he will, and he's healthy, let's say he's healthy, but he's not named the starter, is that going to be an issue? From what you know about Cam Newton, do you think that he'll be a good soldier, or do you think that's going to be an issue?
That's probably a question. I don't know. It's hard to answer that because he's never been really put in that situation before. When he went to Florida, he backed up Tim Tebow for 2 years and had some off-field trouble, but also transferred to Blinn College in Texas because he didn't want to be a backup for a third straight year. So I guess that's, you know, one area where you could look at, but that was also 11, 12 years ago. Since he got to Carolina as the number one pick, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, you knew he was going to be a day one starter, but I think he's understood probably why things turned out the way they did. I mean, four surgeries in the last 6 years. The foot just really never, he was never able to shake that foot injury that he suffered against the Patriots in the preseason, had to shut it down last year. But I mean, if he's healthy and doesn't go out and earn the starting job, it's because Jarrett Stidham played, absolutely lights out for 3 weeks in training camp. So I'd be pretty shocked if that were the case. If he gets through it healthy, I mean, I think everybody would put money on him being the starter.
This is so strange, Jeff, not being able to see like what they're doing at training camp, you know, not being able to, you know, watch everything, having it open to the public. Like, where are they at right now, and what should we expect in the next week? Because, I mean, the season starts, it starts in a month. So what are they going to be doing over the next week, and what have they done so far here?
So far, they've done a few curls, maybe some squats. That's about it. I mean, we're not missing anything right now. The last week has been strength and conditioning. They've done some field conditioning work, but coaches aren't allowed there. It's only the strength staff. And then they'll have a walkthrough for an hour each day that they're at Gillette, plus a whole lot of Zoom or meetings. Yeah, I'm sure some of them are still virtual. This week, they're going to ramp it up a little bit more. They're going to be able to hit the field with coaches. It'll be like lighter spring practices that we usually weren't able to see, where you'll get like offensive work, and then, you know, the other field will be the defense. Slow speed, no pads, and then finally next Monday or a week from today, you're going to have a few days of what you would normally see in mini camp, so non-padded practices, and then I think the fourth day of next week, the fourth practice of next week is when they're going to finally be able to put on pads.
Ultimately, Jeff, with 3 weeks of workouts and no exhibition games, does that help the Patriots? Does the continuity, now knowing what we know, knowing what the protocols are, knowing that there aren't going to be any games, does that help the Patriots here at the beginning of the season or hurt them?
I think there are areas that do help. I mean, of course, when you don't know who your starting quarterback is going to be, it would be ideal to have all the, you know, as much of an opportunity to hit the field and play against other teams as possible. But I just think the factor of having Bill Belichick and the no excuses mentality that they have down there. I mean, I think we talked about it last week. I mean, Belichick's big message to the team is opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. You know, use these opportunities the best you can. And I think you're going to see a lot of sloppy tackling. I mean, Belichick and his staff have always been a lot better than at least 75% of the league at teaching the fundamentals of that stuff. And they're usually not as, I mean, you get a random game here and there, but they're usually not as sloppy of a tackling group as you see throughout the league. So I think that's going to help. And I think really you're not going to see any teams win games under the current, like this month. You're not going to go out and start winning games in September this month, but I think you're going to see some teams start losing games because they're not going to handle it the right way. Maybe the coaching staff won't have as good of a grasp on the type of strategy that they want. And you just might not have the mental capacity to go out there and start hitting or you know, playing to a higher level as you possibly can in September when things are going to look pretty ugly out there.
Okay, so there was a report, Jeff, that came out. Jeff Howe from The Athletic. There was a report that came out, it was either last week or the week before, that the NFL is encouraging teams to limit their amount of time on the road. And after a game, they would want you to fly back home and then fly back and not spend an extra amount of time like for a West Coast road trip. In other words, they're encouraging the Patriots to fly out to their game. I think it's against the Chargers and then the Rams. But instead of staying there for 4 to 5 days, to fly out, fly back, stay here for a day or two, and then fly back to Los Angeles. Is that something? And I guess that there's even a fine that was involved that if you did not follow those guidelines. What are you hearing about the Patriots' plan during that time? Because that, I mean, that really seems excessive.
Yeah, I think they're probably still waiting to see what in the world the league is going to try to do, because you can't, I mean, there was one point when they said they wanted you to fly in and out the day of the game. I mean, you can't fly from the East Coast to the West Coast or vice versa. I mean, if there's some of those West Coast teams are going to come out here at some point, you can't do that. You just can't do that all in one day. You can't get on a plane at, I don't know, 1 a.m., get on a bus and then show up at a football stadium and play a game on no sleep or whatever sleep you can get on a plane. I mean, that's, you want to talk about mitigating risks of getting COVID. How about forcing a bunch of guys to play football on no sleep? About the injuries that are going to pile up there. So I think there's going to be some exceptions, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you're talking like a New England to Buffalo trip or something like that. If the league is saying, hey, look, you got to do this in a day. And that's a lot more fair. I wonder if there's another wild card at play here. If college football cancels its season, it seems like I read something maybe yesterday. It seems like the NFL might consider moving some games to Saturdays. And then I wonder if sort of jumping off of that, the second LA game the Patriots have is on a Thursday. So would they tinker with the schedule to at least, you know, move that Thursday game to the following Sunday and do things like that to accommodate some of these teams on the longer trips if the league is actually going to start enforcing some of these travel restrictions?
Yeah, they probably couldn't move that Thursday game because I think that's just locked in for Thursday night football. But you're right, that Sunday game, because I think it goes Sunday and then Thursday. I think they play a Sunday and then it's a Thursday. They're both out in L.A. But they could move the Sunday to Saturday and justify them having, oh my God, like one extra day. It's still ridiculous and it's still gratuitous. And it just kind of sounds like it's all being thrown together at the last minute. But, I mean, and it doesn't, and really, like, how many teams does that affect? There's probably only a handful, but the Patriots seem to be the most glaring example of it, of how they would probably get screwed and all that. I don't understand the logic. I don't know why they're doing it, but who the hell knows?
It's, why not just have them stay at the same hotel, you know,
ahead of time? That would make sense. That would make too much sense.
I mean, honestly, you have a situation that was set up for the Patriots to stay in one spot, play two games, and fly home. And, Jeff, what do you think about this? Just have the hotel, get it set ahead of time. It's not like the NFL is lacking in funds. Say, we'll buy out this hotel for 1 week. We'll sterilize the crap out of it. We'll stay in this one place.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, this really shouldn't be that difficult of an issue to conquer here if you're the league, because hotels already have enough restrictions, and especially the high-end ones that are doing it right. I mean, I think the way that they are setting up some of the ways that you can book rooms and having like a day or two in between stays if you're checking in and checking out and all that stuff. So any hotel the Patriots are going to stay at isn't going to be at maximum capacity anyway. And then you just look at the state of the world in general. It's not like people are you know, knocking down the internet just to go on all these trips. So there should be a lot more vacancies at these hotels. So you're right. If the Patriots want to stay, you know, they'll stay at like a Marriott or a Hyatt or whatever, a pretty nice hotel in a road city. It shouldn't be hard to call up Marriott and say, hey, you know what? We're going to occupy this entire hotel, move anybody you have to the residence in down the street, give them a free breakfast, and, you know, let's get this thing done.
All right. Well, it's going to be a weird-ass season. All right. Well, Jeff Howell from The Athletic, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Here's Joe Murray with your headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. And, I was kind of busting Joe Murray's balls a little bit last week about how John had told me, I guess, that he'd seen somewhere that Calhoun was having a Karate Kid night or something. Now, we know that, of course, Calhoun Joe went out for the old Rocky thing with one of his bros, and they said, hey, dude, let's go see Rocky together. And they, you know, kind of like the two dudes in the Sonic commercial, just said, let's hang out in a car and watch Rocky. And so we know that the history behind that. But apparently Joe was taken by surprise. He was blindsided that the Kowloon was going to have a little drive-in car hop deal, but they were going to show the Karate Kid. So Joe contacted Andy Wong, was like, dude, I didn't know you were having this, and he was waiting for the invite. Yeah, all right. You know, you're king of the Kowloon.
Let's get it right. I said, dude, awesome on the Karate Kid, dude. I'm glad to hear it.
Here we go.
But that
and then
was...
he goes, dude, do you want to go? And I said, I got some things going on.
Sure, but you went, didn't you?
I had a little six-year-old with me who never saw Karate Kid. I lived 7 minutes away, and I got invited.
Yeah, I wonder how you got invited. Maybe it was because, you texted him saying, hey, Karate Kid night. Dude, you knew you were throwing that line in the water. Nope. You were yes.
Oh, yes. No. So go ahead. You do your thing. Do your thing. That's not at all. Oh. And by the way, I am not a freeloader. I'm still pissed about this. I am not a freeloader. Mm-hmm. Okay? I get invited. And by the way, I found out that my money is no good at the Kowloon.
Yeah. So you're not a freeloader, yet you take his free stuff.
No. I try. Dude, I have a story. I paid once and got reimbursed. Yeah. Okay? My money is no good at the Kowloon.
The argument here is, and Rich, I maybe you should make it, but it's that because all restaurants are having such a hard time, maybe Joe should actually pay for something because all restaurants, including even Andy Wong, need cash at this point. Is that right?
My argument? No. My whole thing was that maybe you just kind of stay home and let a paying customer show.
Hey, listen, I gave a fantastic tip last night.
Okay, so let's do this. That's one thing. Fine. You know, Joe does his own thing, and it's great. And you know what? Andy loves Joe. He loves the Calhoun crew. All right. However, Joe tweeted out a photo of Karate Kid Night, and mm-hmm. it was like a collage that was up there, and it showed, like, you know, the beginning of the Karate Kid up on the big screen. It showed, like, his, you know, Saugus wings and poo-poo platter that was in front of me having a good time. And then I saw, like, in one of the little boxes in the collage, I said, hang on, is that a big-ass picture of Joe Murray up on the big screen? Like, up on the movie screen? Is that a giant picture of Joe Murray? And then I get sent this video from Joe Murray. I'll give him credit. He sent it to me. And before the movie started, there is a giant video of Joe Murray standing in front of the 98.5 The Sports Hub logo in our studios holding a Kowloon Mai Tai mug, and this is what plays.
Hey there, it's Joe Murray from 98.5 The Sports Hub, yeah. Over-Under Show and Podcast. Welcome into Kowloon's Car Hop and Drive-In. I couldn't be more excited about the Kowloon's new Car Hop and Drive-In. Where else can you find their already famous tiki bar, outdoor dining area with umbrella-covered tables, and a drive-in featuring a gigantic 40-foot-wide movie screen? Nowhere. Don't forget, you can order from a full menu of signature favorites, so don't pass up my favorite Kowloon dish, the world-famous Saugus Wings. The Wong family of the Kowloon has been making memories for the last 70 years, and we're making more this summer at the Kowloon Car Hop and Drive-In. And now it's time for me to go get some of those Saugus Wings. Enjoy tonight's show.
Okay, first of all, I love how the crowd went nuts for you when you came on. That was great. The second thing is that, like, there is about a 20-second freeze frame of just Joe Murray with his hand in the air, like looking like he's ready to attack the crowd before it actually moves. So, like, there's just a frozen picture of Joe Murray going, ah, and his mouth is, like, half open, like he's about to start saying, ah, but it's up there for this gratuitous amount of time. People are like, what the hell is this giant thing on the screen in front of us? And then you start talking. I have so many questions. So, first of all, I love how you put the whole 98.5 thing. That, I take it that is a paid through the radio station sponsorship?
Correct. Beasley, they reached out to me and said, hey, Joe, will you do a commercial?
Look at you, Joe Murray. I love it.
Now, after
congratulations.
Now, the big question is, after you were done, did the spotlight hit you? You stand up, you wave to the crowd, nah, like, hey!
People clapped.
They clapped that it was over, that the really creepy freeze frame of this man coming to attack us. The second thing is, I love how you're feigning that you're drinking at work. Like, you've got, like, the Mai Tai thing.
Oh, that was not
my idea.
Yeah,
we're just getting loaded.
Yeah.
I had to hold a prop in my hand. That was the prop they gave.
Hold the old Kowloon prop. So, like, were you walking around? Were you, like, a king amongst men after you were on the big screen? Everyone's like, this is him. Let's get his autograph.
There were people that were like, hey, what's up, man? You're gonna get crap for this tomorrow. And it was, a couple of that, a couple of tweets out there. There was a person there literally with a Karate Kid headband on. I was with a little
Sarge?
6-year-old. No, I was with a 6-year-old that, like, almost brought his martial arts uniform with him. Like, people were down for the Karate Kid last night.
I just love how when it was done, when the video was done, you just look around. And you're like, that's me. That's me, guys. Remember the calendar? It's me.
No autographs, though.
No
autographs, no babies.
So is that before every single one now? You're going to be before every movie, or is it just the special night when you were there?
Well, I was there last night. I just happened to see it. But, you're going to see me on the big screen. And I think this Wednesday, I've already been talking to John.
That's
about
fantastic.
This Wednesday, they're showing the original Batman.
But you see, I may be in for that. I may actually make a long-ass trip to go. Yeah.
Like Adam West?
No.
Like Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson.
It's not the original Batman nerd. The Adam West one is.
Well, no. The movie you're talking about.
Movie.
Yeah. Adam West was in a movie. The Batman movie. Yes.
Joe, I understood what you meant. I understand. Rich is just nitpicking.
Because
that's what. No. If anyone speaks nerd among the three of us, I think you got to wait in line behind me.
all right. So now, is, like, Sarge angry? Is he jealous?
I don't know, because you know what's funny? His birthday was this weekend, Sarge.
I know.
And he goes, hey.
I gave him a little happy birthday thing, yeah.
That's right. That was actually great. He was like, hey, I might be going to the loon. Tonight I was like, I'm actually going on a boat, man. Sorry, like, whatever. So I actually was thinking about meeting Sarge late night, and I from what I heard, he didn't show up.
So he said,
he didn't show up to the loon?
Didn't he? I guess he wasn't there.
Interesting.
I think this caused a rift. I think that you being up there has made not only Sarge jealous, but Jay Stu jealous as well. And you know what? Bruins Luchador makes a good point. He goes, by Beasley reaching out to Joe, that means he texted them and asked to do it.
No. They email. I have the email to prove it if I have to. I mean, I almost bought the food last night so I could show you the receipt. They were like, your money is no good here. They literally said, Joe, your money's no good here.
I think it's fantastic that you thought ahead. It's like, I have to get the receipt.
I need a receipt.
I have to
even
show
Andy's
these
like, dude,
people.
Let me get your receipt.
Am I sensing that there might be a rift in the Callen crew because of this?
No, there's Joe a fracture. There's a fracture. It's kind of like when NWO split into two. There was the Wolfpack and there was the Black and White. It's one of those deals.
I don't know. I see, like, again, the Four Horsemen, I would call us, the Andy Wog. Sorry.
Which one do you use, McMichael? That's all I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe me. Who knows? But, yeah, the Four Horsemen. I mean, Jay Stu makes an appearance every once in a while.
He's not on the big screen.
We haven't seen when Sarge's not on the big screen.
Oh, boy.
That's a good point. But I don't know, man. I talk to Andy Wong maybe at least 2-3 times a week. We shoot the breeze. We do a lot of fun stuff.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Was that a massive power play that could cause
major
issues within the Kowloon crew?
You know what? And it's interesting you bring that up because we had Sarge on the program for a segment on Friday. So the two of them could discuss what is wrong with wrestling these days. And they weren't quite as chummy as, you know what I'm saying? They didn't kind of pal around like I'm used to. It's different now. It is.
That was a massive power move that caused a ripple within the Kowloon crew. I wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Joe Murray starts getting the cold shoulder from two of the Four Horsemen going into this.
I don't know. Stu, maybe. Sarge, no.
Sarge forgives easily?
No, I just think Sarge has just been busy, you know? Plus, I live 7 minutes away, so I have nothing to do. Where can I go outside to have a drink and eat? Like, that's convenient and fun.
Saugus has plenty of patio.
It does.
But kind of
there's no other restaurant.
I'm not quite sure if you're aware. With screen with music and
none of them will give you free food, but I mean.
No.
Oh, that video was the best. And it's so great, too, because you just paused up there for like 30 full seconds. We were like, what the hell's going on?
I was on the screen. I'm like, what am I doing on the screen? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I did a commercial.
Yeah, there you go. All right. 617-779-0985. Let's get to the Celtics and Bruins because I'm feeling one way about one team and one way about the other, and I don't know if it's irrational. We'll get to that right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And dribble against Fultz. Turns, throws a bounce pass out towards Kemba. 8 seconds to go. Repost. Tatum spins away from Fultz. Elevates. Tie game.
Ooh, that was nicely done. And which he had the two top draft picks going at each other. Who wins? Celtics win.
Tatum, left-hand dribble, steps back away from Fultz and drills another jumper.
Man, I still one-on-one. Give it to that young man. Let him go to work.
Well, the last thing Markelle Fultz needed was to get tuned up by Jason Tatum. 120 to 117. Drop it!
That was just an awesome weekend for the Celtics. Hey! Last night's game, even though it was a Magic team that basically, the Celtics slept through the first part of the game. What you saw at the end was that Jason Tatum wanted to be the closer, and he was. You saw Gordon Hayward continue to play at a clip that is as good as anything he's ever done in the NBA. He ended the regular season right before the whole break on a run, and he's back. So you've got him with 31 points yesterday. Jaylen Brown has been one of the most consistent players in the bubble since he's been back. That's been something as reliable as it comes. And Jason Tatum continues to to impress. It's like you couldn't ask for more from the Celtics right now. And that game against the Raptors was just, I mean, that was the kind of defense. It's everything that you wanted. Whereas with the Bruins, you haven't seen anything that gives you any kind of hope. And you just have to, pray.
Well, that's not entirely true. That's not entirely true. I think
it is true. No. I wanted to see one win. No, I wanted to see one game.
But you said that you haven't seen anything that's given you any kind of hope. And I disagree with that.
Yes.
I disagree with that.
See, I think that you can say, oh, well, they played better as it went.
They played very well yesterday. They got beat by a goaltender that has their number. I mean, do you agree with that or not?
Oh, I thought yesterday was a better game than the ones before.
It's
but
the
to not have a lead once in the four games that they played, that's including the scrimmage game as well, is inexcusable. To not have one goal out of all four games from the first line and to be 0-for-9 on the power play, how can you look at any of that right now and go, ah, it's cool. The only thing you can hang your hat on is that maybe, just maybe, Tuukka Rask and David Krejci are speaking the truth, and that is they didn't give a rat's ass about these games. They're using it as a glorified warm-up, and then once the playoffs start tomorrow night, they can flip a switch.
Cassidy said the same thing over the weekend. I think that's absolutely true. I don't think it's, well, we lost, but we don't care. I don't think it's that. I think that they use these four games, including the warm-up against Columbus, they use these four games to get ready for what starts tomorrow night. Now, the question was, do you think this team will beat Carolina in the first round of the playoffs based on what you saw? Because I was just listening to you. It's all doom and gloom. It's disaster. Do you think that, and Carolina swept their first round playoff series, and they did it pretty quick. They're a red hot team. They have a very good team, a goaltending outstanding. Do you think that the Bruins are going to beat Carolina?
I do. I do.
Because I
think they're better than what we saw. And I just have to, I got to believe Tuukka. And I have to believe David Krejci that this didn't mean it. And I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel comfortable going into it. I would much rather feel like I do about the Celtics right now and saying that, all right, they're showing me everything I wanted to see before the postseason. Like, that's what you want to see a team doing before that. But we've talked about this before. In the past, there have been teams that have been able to flip a switch, which you're going to hear a lot of over the next 48 hours. And teams that can't flip a switch. I don't think, I pray that the first line will be able to bury something soon. That's concerning, because you would think a line that good, even sleepwalking, would have been able to deliver at least once over these four games.
Agreed. But I saw a ramp up. I saw them get steadily better in each game. And the results weren't there.
You know,
the results weren't there, but I think they will be there starting tomorrow night.
I think all the younger players look good. Now, McAvoy, let's get on him for a second here. That was a bad goal.
Yep.
And he was a part of two goals on the ice in these three games. But he did have a goal to get them back into a game. Pastrnak was all over the place. And then we saw DeBrus score a goal last night. Those guys got going. Where are your veterans right now?
Marchand had a couple of good chances himself yesterday.
But those are the guys, if they're going to beat Carolina, they're the ones that are going to get going.
All right. 617-779-0985. No commercials, just Joe Murray's headlines. And I've got something I got to play you guys that I found over the weekend. That's just, I've never heard anything like it. So no commercials, just Joe Murray. Take it away.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.